Getting ready to buy or sell a home in 30, 60, or 90 days? Then check out BundleSelect.com to find out how you could save 20% or more on your entire transaction. Save on real estate, lending, and title. With BundleSelect.com, technology and a personal concierge are at your service to save you time and money. Bundle Select's hand-picked team of experts will compete for your business, so you'll save thousands of dollars by bundling all of these services. BundleSelect.com gives you all the control, including using your own realtor. I'm Joe Kucher with Real Estate Radio Live, and I have been on the radio educating consumers for years. By bundling services like real estate, lending, and title, you could save tens of thousands of dollars. Act now, and this new model could save you money on your move, lower your interest rate, or cover your closing costs. Visit BundleSelect.com. That's BundleSelect.com.
The estimated minimum savings are based on a comparison with a national average. Individual results may vary, and the estimated savings are not guaranteed. Bundle Select, Inc. is a licensed real estate broker. California Bureau of Real Estate Broker, license number 0046-6902.
Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging podcast discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Kucera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Kucera.
All right, welcome in. Joe Kucera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you for those that are following us on the live feed on Facebook. As I mentioned, every week we usually try to stick to a schedule of somewhere between 3 o'clock, 3:30, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It depends on everybody's schedule. We try to do that. So here we are on Thursday, and we have our regular guest, Jack Russo, back with us. Jack, good to have you back.
I want to thank you for moving me up because I have a professor friend of mine that teaches in New York that has come into Silicon Valley. I'm going to pick him up on the way after the show. And he said, yeah, I need to spend some time with you because, you know, we're trying to mirror Silicon Valley in Africa. And
Africa?
Yes, he does work teaching students finance in New York. City University of New York, where I went to school and got my original degrees.
Yeah.
And he said, and these are the networks you build, of course, wherever you go. And he said, you know, you've been in California, you've been in Silicon Valley for going on four decades. What can you help me understand that we can mirror or map into Africa because we want to build a future that's based on innovation and we know you guys are way out there, way ahead of the curve. You know, of course, they're watching the Silicon Valley TV show. You know, they're hearing these stories, and they're not hearing the flip side that you comment about, and others do too, that maybe we're getting too congested. Maybe there's too much traffic.
Right.
Maybe real estate's too expensive. Maybe people are going to start moving away. That 46% number,
that?
I saw that in the newspaper, and it was like, that seems like a really high number to me. And it's hard to believe that you wouldn't get more people coming in rather than going out. So that's the context of me getting down here a day early.
So is he going to, I hope he's got more in a couple of days.
Well, that's what I said to him. You really should stay for a week or two. And he's like, yeah, I got to get back for a faculty meeting, so I might be able to stay for 48 hours, maybe 72. Yeah. You really do need to spend some time. And what I like to say is when I travel internationally, I try to teach classes in business schools and law schools that keep me there for 4 to 6 weeks and meet a lot of students
and
others.
Get more value, huh?
You get a completely different perspective.
Right.
You get beyond the newspaper perspective.
Yeah, no, it's good. All right, well, we're going to talk a little bit today about insurance, lawsuits regarding insurance. We had a couple of weeks ago on, we had Harry Grumman talking about life insurance, and you probably saw in the news, Amazon's thinking about getting the homeowner's insurance, and you've heard me talk about before very openly, but title insurance is a joke. I hope I'm not offending anybody, but let me tell you, that's a system that's outdated. It's a legacy. I understand it's insurance companies that run that. So we're going to talk a little bit about everything. But before we do that, again, for those that haven't had the benefit of hearing about Jack Russo, Jack, you want to just give us a minute of the background and your law firm?
Absolutely. So this is actually show number 14 of a series we started months ago.
We're going to get to 1,500, just like we did.
It feels like yesterday. I've added 1% to your pool of shows. But it feels like yesterday, or half of 1%, because you're the other half,
right,
for sure, more than the other half. But we are trying to trace how startups should think about growing, starting and growing a business, mainly in Silicon Valley, but obviously they get really big. Apple started in Silicon Valley. It's now a big international global company. I'm waiting to hear someone say, yeah, we'll be the first retail store on Mars. You know,
and they're the first, they said they're to hit a trillion. Is that correct?
Yes, they're heading to,
a trillion
dollar valuation.
Right.
And a lot of people say it's further up from there. And as a general proposition, as you grow a business and even as you think about planning for that growth, insurance products, for better or worse, and we're going to talk about the better and the worse, have to be part of the thought process that you bring to the table. And the simplest example I give, which really leverages off of a show you did not too long ago with Harry Grumman.
Yeah.
And Harry was talking about how life insurance, particularly term life insurance, is playing a role, or the internet is playing a role in lowering that cost.
Right.
And I say to the startup founders, sometimes a single founder, hey, look, your investors are counting on you. They're going to ask you, what's the plan if things don't go well? They may require you to buy a term life insurance policy and pay it to the business, because if you're not there, they frankly want a source of recovery, and they have what's called an insurable interest in your life. People don't like hearing this, but you start a business. You get involved in a business. You're important to the business. You're the key man. You're the CEO. You're one of the key people. You're the thought leader. Take Bundle Select. That's your conception.
It's so funny you say that. I had an investor ask me, have you thought about buying a life policy?
They will say to you, Joe, we love you.
Right.
We know you're healthy. You clearly are. You are keeping your weight down. You're doing all the right things. And they will say, buy for the business, separate from your family, and let the business pay for it, which is a legitimate expense.
Yeah.
Buy the term life insurance. What do you think the business is valued at? Let's pick a high number, $5 million. And if you're young enough and your health is good enough and you really do follow the guideline rules for getting insurance, including maybe putting some competition in the mix, you can get a $5 million policy for a reasonable price. That gives you more credibility that you're thinking for the sake of your investors. So when you walk in that meeting and they say, we're not really sure, you're just a one-person operation. Now, you're more than that with Bundle Select, but in general, they're worried that you may not last. You could say, look, I've anticipated that, and the business already pays for, on a yearly basis, a term policy. The beneficiary is the business. The money will come into the business, and the succession plan is, if we can't grow the business and find the new CEO or a new leader for the business with that money, which you should be able to do because it's like a shot in the arm, we will pay that money out and make you guys whole and make you guys and gals whole. And let me tell you something, just hearing that will make investors feel like this person is a cut above of the normal founder because he's anticipating risk factors that we don't really like talking about.
That's a good point. And you're the one that recommended when we started Bundle Select, and you made a good point to a certain degree, like a life policy, but that we get cyber insurance and E&O, right?
Right. So
because it's another thing that investors look at. What are they doing? Another step. Is that similar to what you're talking about?
Think of it as there's three branches to the insurance tree, three big trunks. One trunk is what's covering a life, and there's lots of products, and it's very sophisticated. In fact, that show that you did was amazingly straightforward in saying, look, the simplest thing you can do is go online. And you have to be accepted, which is usually unheard of. Usually you've got to do an exam, but apparently they're writing insurance
up to $1 million,
enough volume, right? So they'll write a policy, and even $1 million for a startup sends a message to your investors, particularly if you say, look, my family is covered. This money is going to be dedicated to paying back the investors if I get hit by a bus. You know, there's a show on TV, I hate to distract us, but I often think of these footnotes. There's a funny show called I'm Dying Up Here. It's about stand-up comedy back in the 1960s or 70s. It's playing on either HBO or Showtime. And there's a scene, and I hate to be a spoiler, but I'll say what the scene is because it'll motivate people to watch. is where this guy who finally made the Johnny Carson show, which was a big deal.
Okay.
It was a big deal back then, to what they called Get the Couch, where Carson hears your act and says, come over to the couch, I want to talk to you, like you've made it. And then the same night that he does that show, he steps off a curb and gets hit by a bus, and they've got the graphic scene. She's smiling because she doesn't know who Johnny Carson is or stand-up comedy in 1960s, really? Were there people doing that back then? But back then, that's how people made it in business.
Yeah.
They did these clubs, and they had to rise to TV.
Mm-hmm.
TV is almost irrelevant at this point, comparatively speaking. You have to have a radio show like
true.
You. But at the end of the day, these comics made it big, and when they made it big, the trajectory was, hey, you could be the next Johnny Carson.
Mm.
This is big. You're in the big leagues now.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, and of course the big question mark that you have to watch the rest of the episodes is, did he kill himself intentionally? Like, did he decide to commit suicide a la bus, or some people do it here in front of the Caltrain?
Right,
Or did he just make a mistake and fall off the curb because he had been drinking that night? So they leave that open. That's the hook. So life insurance would cover that scenario, which does happen, unfortunately, and it is pretty random, and it's some percentage. I have, as you know, my next-door neighbor talks about what does it mean to live a healthy 100 years, and he says, first of all, you got to avoid getting hit by the bus. That's number one, and that happens. The second branch, which is a big branch, is what's the business insurance that's out there? And then a third branch is, what is the home and auto and all that stuff?
Right. Umbrella.
Umbrella stuff.
Right.
So we're going to talk really about the middle branch, which is
the
business, the types of business insurance that you have to think about if you really have a real business that's going to grow.
Right.
If you're going to do that. And there's at least three types. So we have three big trunks, and we're going to talk about that middle trunk, which is the business, not the life insurance for personal, although it plays into the business, as we just talked about, and not the car insurance or the home insurance and the fire insurance, earthquake, and all that jazz. Well, that becomes important, too. But in the middle, the business insurance breaks into three categories, three big categories.
Right.
Now, the insurance brokers out there may be choking on this because I'm simplifying it, but it's intentionally simplified three by three, because in that middle branch, you could think of the general commercial liability, what's sometimes called the slip and fall policy.
Mm-hmm.
That policy every business should get because it's cheap and it gives you coverage against most normal things that can happen if you have a place of business. Or even if you don't have a place of business and you're operating the business and something happens, you walk into somebody as you're walking to a business meeting. It happens.
Well, I'm not going to get sidetracked again, but I walked into a bank that got robbed in April.
Ouch.
Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that.
You were out of town. You were traveling internationally.
I missed that.
Right down here in Los Gatos.
You're kidding me.
No,
did
I walked
they say
into
get
a
on
bank.
The floor?
Yeah. Mask on and everything.
And
I'm just thinking about it now, thinking about it. I get a little bit of the chills here because you're talking about U.S. Bank. I had to contact them. They have some liability coverage.
Yes.
Because I had a bunch of medical bills.
Oh,
ride to the hospital, x-rays for the ribs.
Oh, really? Because they pushed you on the ground
like
you're a hard fall?
Jammed me into the counter.
Kidding me.
And fell into the ground. I can't believe I didn't tell Jack. Now
I'm
telling him. Now everybody's listening to me.
Whoa, you got our attention here. That's a good story, Joe. Well, it looks like you survived okay.
I did, thank goodness.
My goodness.
Thank goodness no one got seriously hurt.
Was it before tax returns were due or after?
April 9th.
9th, right before tax returns were due. You would have had a good excuse.
These guys are probably in there trying to collect.
My goodness. And what was it, like three or two?
Two.
And they had guns drawn?
Yeah.
And rifles or just
pistols,
handguns?
Pistols. The crazy part about it is I don't even do business with U.S. Bank. I have an equity line with them.
Okay.
There was some problem online. The guy goes, just come in.
Yes.
So I walk in at 11:30 in the morning.
Which you probably hadn't been in a bank branch for months or weeks.
I don't
even
go in. Everything's ATM or online
of course,
for me.
Right.
Thank God no one got seriously
but
hurt.
But that would have implicated two types of insurance
right there.
The life insurance policy. And then, really, the general commercial liability policy that the bank has is implicated in that transaction because they called likely on their own insurer unless they self-insure, which is a different topic. But you can self-insure, and lots of big companies do. But in this case, likely they had insurance, and that insurance, they made a claim that our patrons were hurt on our premises, and it wasn't something we could control.
Mm-hmm.
It just happened. And stuff like that happens.
Right.
And when it happens, you have to have some sort of safety net
right.
under the business and the general commercial liability insurance. And here's the real first takeaway, the big mm-hmm. takeaway for the founders out there. Try to get that coverage with what's called the broadest form of advertising injury coverage.
Mm.
Why do I say that? Because for maybe $100 more a year, maybe a few bucks more than that, but we're not talking thousands, you can get coverage for some types of intellectual property cases,
okay.
which is important.
Right.
So if you're violating somebody else's intellectual property rights, obviously there's some chance that that safety net of that additional coverage, what's called, and it gets very technical at the edges, but what's called advertising injury coverage, if written broadly, and a lot of insurance carriers are pushing back because mm-hmm. there have been a lot of claims, particularly out of Silicon Valley, but throughout the nation, that when an intellectual property case comes up, everyone dusts off their policy and says, wait a minute, I think I may have coverage here. And the second big takeaway point is the duty to defend that the carrier has is broader than the duty to indemnify.
Mm.
Let me put that into English words.
Okay.
They must hire a lawyer or pay for your lawyer in defense of that lawsuit if the coverage arguably exists.
Okay.
If it arguably exists, even if they're disputing whether they'll have to pay for a settlement or a judgment. That's called
right.
the indemnification part.
Okay.
There's two parts to a policy. One is we will defend you, and the second is we will indemnify you if you're found guilty.
Right.
That is, you did violate someone's intellectual property
mm-hmm.
right. So general, in a simplified way, you want to get the cheapest policy with the best coverage, the most coverage, at least on this first branch of general
right.
commercial liability with advertising injury coverage,
okay.
broadest form.
All right. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking about insurance, specifically today, business insurance with Jack Russo with the Computer Law Group and three types, right? Jack, we're talking about business insurance. And hopefully we won't have to talk about any more of this coverage for bank robbery stuff.
But, and hopefully, that's a good story,
hopefully Joe. Hopefully we're safe. Hey, Lily, I got a title for this show, by the way.
Did your wife say, Joe, we got to get more insurance after that if you're going to go to that bank again?
Oh, my gosh.
That's a good story.
All right, I'm going to take a
I'm
quick
glad
break.
Glad you're still here, Joe.
Yeah, I know. It's
that would
true.
Have been a sad story.
That's terrible.
You know, my law partner, just to drop a footnote here, died suddenly. I just about fell off my chair. She was only 69. She was older than me, but in good
That's
health.
Still young.
Very,
yeah,
and
right.
her husband called me up and said, could you come to the funeral and write an obituary for us? Because I don't even know where to start.
Oh,
I know you
gosh.
Were her law
wow.
partner for so many years.
Wow.
Said, you were with her more often than I was during the waking hours. I said, you're right. She worked really hard. And she was going into retirement, and she had a medical illness that took her away from us
yeah.
at way too young an age, if you ask me.
This is all about insurance, as you could tell. If we don't scare you by the end of the show, you're going to get some insurance. We're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be back to continue in just a minute.
For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com.
Getting ready to buy or sell a home in 30, 60, or 90 days? Then check out BundleSelect.com to find out how you could save 20% or more on your entire transaction. Save on real estate, lending, and title. With BundleSelect.com, technology and a personal concierge are at your service to save you time and money. Bundle Select's hand-picked team of experts will compete for your business, so you'll save thousands of dollars by bundling all of these services. BundleSelect.com gives you all the control, including using your own realtor. I'm Joe Kucher with Real Estate Radio Live, and I have been on the radio educating consumers for years. By bundling services like real estate, lending, and title, you could save tens of thousands of dollars. Act now, and this new model could save you money on your move, lower your interest rate, or cover your closing costs. Visit BundleSelect.com. That's BundleSelect.com.
The estimated minimum savings are based on a comparison with the national average. Individual results may vary, and the estimated savings are not guaranteed. Bundle Select, Inc. is a licensed real estate broker. California Bureau of Real Estate Broker, license number 00466902.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's topic or guests, just visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Again, your host for today's edition of Real Estate Radio Live, Joe Cucera.
All right, we're back. If you've been following the show even during the break, you got some interesting insights here. This is Joe Cucera sitting alongside Jack Russo. Jack's normally here with us once a week, depending on both of our schedules. Today we're talking about insurance, specifically business insurance. We had Eric Grimman on a couple of weeks ago talking about how the world of insurance is changing. You can get online insurance up to $1 million, I think, and what they call, I think, Jack, no medical, right?
Right.
No medical, so you don't have to take blood
right.
and all this other
right.
stuff. Today we're talking about business insurance, and Jack's talking about the three types that you really need to consider if you have any type of business. So I think you had covered the first one, right?
General commercial yeah, liability, right. but the kicker is try to get it with the broadest form of advertising injury coverage. That may give you some ability to have coverage, at least for defense, of an intellectual property case that's brought against your company. And these days, most companies are on the internet in one form or another.
Right.
Most companies are relying on clean intellectual property in one form or another. Most companies that do get sued don't have a reserve budget. But if they have insurance, there's the potential of at least getting defense coverage. And just by getting that defense coverage into play, it generates a whole new negotiating opportunity to resolve the case where the carrier, in lieu of paying the legal fees, and this is the third point, will actually help settle the case. And a lot of people don't realize that because they don't get involved enough in the nitty-gritty of what plays out. And even the business lawyers, I criticize them because they don't fully appreciate how this all plays into risk planning
right.
for a business.
Right.
They just think, oh, yeah, I should talk about that. But they don't stress it enough that their client can buy relatively low-cost coverage that may stretch. No guarantees, but the hope is it will stretch to protect. Now, what are the broader types of insurance, mm-hmm. at least two other types of insurance, that should be considered? One is called D&O coverage, directors and officers coverage. This is typically required when you have outside directors, sometimes even inside directors will say, look, I have fiduciary responsibility for this company. I might get sued by a shareholder, by an employee, by an ex-employee, by someone. I want to make sure there's some coverage for that. And indeed, that type of policy is becoming more and more important for growth companies because of the litigation risk. And once you get to a certain size, particularly as you start attracting outside talent that wants to come in mm-hmm. to help you grow the business, so let's say you get to revenues of $10 million or even sometimes revenues of $1 million, people will say, are you getting some D&O coverage? Because we want to be sure if we're going to act as your director or even your officer, both are covered for individual cases, mm-hmm. you're going to protect us or the carrier is going to protect us. Even though the company may give indemnification, that indemnification by the company is only as good as its bank account.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to make sure that that safety net exists. Then the third piece, and this has variations, including what you mentioned about cybersecurity, is to have some type of actual errors and omissions insurance.
Yeah.
E&O,
right.
E&O, a little
right.
different than D&O. D&O
yeah.
is covering the brain trust
mm-hmm.
and making sure they feel comfortable. E&O is covering the errors that make occur in the ordinary course of business,
right.
like a glitch in software. And there you can get now an extended policy that includes coverage for things like a cyber attack.
Right.
And that becomes important unless you really have the right experts on your side making sure that you're bulletproof, which no one is, and those experts aren't cheap. Oftentimes the carrier will make recommendations. And what we're starting mm-hmm. to see, a little bit like what you're seeing in the real estate business, is this more integrated approach where the carrier will come in and make recommendations along the lines of, let's lower the risk by making sure you do things in your business that will lower the chance of a break-in.
Hmm.
So like you might say, a business, like let's take the office here, probably has an alarm system, probably has some videotaping,
right.
probably has some other assurances that, look, if someone breaks in, not that there's a lot to steal, though you've got a lot of equipment here, it's hard to haul it all out, but it's not like a bank, it's
right.
an office. But if that happens, there's some evidentiary trail.
Mm-hmm.
Like even in that bank, those people had masks on, but they're going to be studying the height and weight
yeah.
and even the way people move.
Mm-hmm.
They actually pay attention
right.
to that to try to track and even these DNA swabs, they start looking around to see who's
DNA.
They
took my shirt, by the way.
Yeah, if the guy touched you, right? Did the guy touch you?
The detective took my shirt because he touched me.
Yeah, because the guy touched you, right? And so in some ways, there's more traceability.
Yeah.
And the thing to know, and this might be the third or fourth takeaway, is the insurance company does want to generally avoid claims. Now, a lot of people are negative about insurance companies because they think, my mom in particular, I could tell that story. When you make a claim against insurance, their first response is, we're not sure we have coverage here. And people are like, what did I buy? What happened here?
I would agree with your mom, by the
way. Well, my mom's like, you know, I had a leak in her apartment, a place that she has on the beach. I got a complaint from the downstairs neighbor. I called the insurance company up. They were like, no, we don't cover that. He's like, what? She's an 88-year-old woman. She's like, well, what do you cover? And she, of course, she said, can't you write a letter for me? I said, Mom, I'm not admitted in Florida. You got to hire a lawyer. Oh, I got to hire my own lawyer. And of course, you laugh about this stuff, but insurance is supposed to deliver peace of mind. And this is the big point. Don't take the insurance company's first answer as their final answer.
Good point. That's right.
Think about it as much as you didn't have to negotiate with them, and they wouldn't, that you pay the amount of money and it's kind of coin operated. There's no real negotiation. There might be some level of choice, but there's no real negotiation. The policy is the printed policy. They're not going to vary it just for you. They're putting it into their sort of system of what risks are they covering.
Right.
But when they say no, that's really more like a maybe.
Well, again, real
prove
this,
it to us.
This is great that you're bringing this up today, and because I took my claim to the insurance company, right?
Yes.
And they first started challenging
us. Yes.
Even though this is proof, they said, "Well, Mr. Gutierrez, do you really think it's U.S. Bank's fault that you got hurt in a bank robbery?"
Yes. And you say, yes, where's the sign on that bank? You got a sign on that bank that says chemicals may cause cancer in a pregnant woman. Where's the sign that says bank robbery in progress, you may not want to enter? I mean, come on, give me a break. If you want to have a sign that says, look, we're not bank robber proof, and if you enter this, you might actually get assaulted, and our security is not so good. Yeah, why do business with the bank? I mean, a bank is supposed to be like a church, kind of a safe place. Of course, nothing is safe anymore.
But in
general, think about it as, and we've had this case, and we do these cases, and we do them for clients, even, you know, situations that come up where we're actually defending a lawsuit. This is a real live case. I won't mention names. Defending a lawsuit. And the first position of the client was a computer company. This should be covered. I've got, you know, he had everything. His company had everything. They have a lot of revenue. They can afford insurance.
Yeah.
They've got commercial general liability. They've got the broadest advertising injury coverage. They've got the D&O insurance. They've got the E&O insurance. Mm-hmm. They've got every element of insurance. We send the claim, the lawsuit, into every carrier. That's the other takeaway. When you get sued, even before you talk to a lawyer or as you talk to a lawyer, send the claim in to every carrier, every form of carrier. It doesn't hurt to tell them, I've just gotten sued. I think you guys need to look at it. I think you need to cover it. Let them come back with the denial and take that as kind of like, are you serious? Tell us why you're serious.
All
and then you may need to get a lawyer involved to tell them why you're serious. But we defended that case for the client, won that case, and along the way, we kept saying to the insurance company, you should have covered the defense. And they kept saying, no, we don't think there's coverage. And we ended up having to file a lawsuit against the insurance carrier. So a second lawsuit.
Right.
And finally, when that happened, they woke up and said, okay, you've made your point.
Wow.
We'll pay. So you have to be ready to assert your rights. You can't just sit down and say, okay, I'll take this, because most times the duty to defend is broader, and that's a big takeaway that a lot of people don't understand about insurance, and that's an important point.
We have just a couple minutes left. Do we have the third, or did you cover the third?
Well, the third is in this notion of beyond the D&O,
you get the E&O,
and let's spend a minute on cyber insurance, which is a new product. For many years, and I've been doing this stuff for a while, and we've known for a while that these attacks were happening, that people were quietly dealing with them, that they didn't want to publicize them, and they became so common. I mean, it's an actual industry of overseas criminals literally, that go to an office every day. It's just like running a company, and their company is hacking
just
systems.
Just trying to hack to get
just
in.
Trying yeah. to hack systems. Right. And right. they've done 60 Minutes type reports. Various news stations have said, look, this looks like an office building. It's located in Eastern Europe. It's got 100 employees. These people look like they're doing productive software development work. They're not.
Yeah.
They're building hacking tools to hack into the U.S. vault of information that will get them a payday,
yeah.
just like that person who ended up doing what I described during the break that
right.
they did to me, or tried to do to me, and I'm lucky enough I had a smart advisor who blocked them because the voice didn't
yeah,
sound like
good.
The voice of Jack Russo. So think about adding that cybersecurity coverage
okay.
if you can get it and if it can price out for you, and make the various people that are bidding bid against each other, because there is some discretion within the brokerage to try to get business to adjust pricing, because they're cutting their commission.
It's reasonable.
They're cutting
I secured it
right?
for Bundle Select. It's
right.
reasonable.
And they will,
it is negotiable.
And they will
yeah.
negotiate because
right.
they want your business. They know once you sign, the odds are there's 5 to 10 years
right.
of that business getting to an M&A event or getting to a future
mm-hmm.
liquidity event, that they're going to get every
right.
year another premium and another
yeah.
commission. And they want to take care
right.
of you. And they know that you're going to do the right things. They know that you're aware, that you're savvy. And they're going to try to make
yeah.
you more aware.
Well, real quick, as we duck out, just be sure and be clear, Jack's an attorney, and he represents people from law, not insurance. So he's not going to sell you an insurance.
I'm not selling you insurance.
But real quick before we leave, let them know how they could
sure.
reach you.
So it's Jack Russo. I'm the managing partner at Computer Law Group. We are in and have been in our own building in downtown Palo Alto, just a block away from the iconic Apple store in downtown Palo Alto, center of Silicon Valley, according to most people, for almost 4 decades, and I've been practicing law for that long. And the goal of the firm is to help startup companies and growth companies, and even in some cases public companies, succeed. So we do get involved in insurance cases, but they typically are in the context of helping a business. There are actual specialists.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to refer a case to a specialist who really understands and 100% of the time does what's called bad faith work, where the carrier, if they're not acting in utmost good faith,
mm-hmm.
the carrier has a liability for what's called bad faith refusal of coverage. Think of it as like a fiduciary-like duty to make sure they're honestly operating this insurance business and
right.
not just saying, no, 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 no. You
right.
know, taking your money, but
right.
saying, no, 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 no.
All right, Jack, good show.
Oh, I should have said, Palo Alto, California, 650-327-9800. Jack at computerlaw.com or www.computerlaw.com.
Plus, Jack and information about he and his law firm are permanently reside on our website, reradiolive.com, under legal services. Thanks again for checking in today. Thanks to those for tuning in on Facebook. I'm guessing the people watching on Facebook got a good show today.
I hope so. A
yeah.
few laughs, right? At
All
least.
Right.
Be careful what bank you may walk
That's
into.
Right.
That's good. Thanks, Joe.
Take care. Thanks
sure.
for checking in. We'll be with you next time.
Great.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Discover more at reradiolive.com.